Leaks happen, but life doesn't have to stop, and neither do we. Hello, and welcome back to Leaks, Laughs, and Life with a Urostomy, the podcast that proves bladderless living comes with challenges, a surprising amount of comedy, and the chance to find your zest for life again. I'm Dawn, your guide through the ups and downs and occasional, oh no, moments of urostomy life. I also share lessons learned from my own urostomy journey and from my husband Alex's neobladder journey, because bladder-free living comes in many forms. From leak disasters to travel hacks, from emotional hurdles to the unexpected victories, this show is a safe space to laugh, learn, and feel a little less alone. Each episode brings real talk, practical advice, and a heartfelt encouragement on everything from surgery prep and supplies to relationships, self-confidence, and reclaiming your joy. You're not alone in this. Life after bladder removal can be meaningful, messy, and sometimes hilarious. If you're navigating life without a bladder or supporting someone who is, let's walk this path together. Today, we're diving into a topic I know so many people wonder about before their radical cystectomy: the difference between a neobladder and a urostomy. We will be talking about the medical stuff, but also the lived experience side of things as well. The good, the challenging, the frustrating, along with the moments you will laugh about later. Whether you're facing bladder removal yourself, caring for someone who is, or just curious about life after bladder surgery, this episode is for you. Let's start with the medical perspectives, the facts, the pros and the cons. First, the neobladder. A neobladder is a surgically created bladder using a small piece of your small intestines. The surgeon takes the ureters from the kidneys, attaches them to a small piece of small intestine, and then attaches those to the urethra. The goal is to allow you to pass urine like you normally do, but it's still a bit different. Why, you ask? The reason is your new bladder, the neobladder, is about the size of a baby's bladder at this point. Over time, it will stretch, but right now you have to train it using your abdominal muscles, which takes a lot of time and effort. Plus, it's tricky because there are no sensory nerves to let you know when your bladder is full like a regular bladder. Some of the pros: there's no external appliances like a pouch attached to the side of your body, which some people love the idea of that freedom. And it can feel more normal for certain daily activities. The cons of it are recovery can be long and complex. There are potential issues with continence, especially at night. There's risk of urinary retention or infections, and the possibility of having to self-catheterize daily, sometimes 2 to 3 times a day. Next, we'll talk about the urostomy. With the urostomy, technical term, easy for me to say, is the ileal pouch. It's spelled I-L-E-A-L, pouch. It is created similar to how the neobladder is created, still created with a small piece of your small intestine hooked up to the ureters from the kidneys. But the difference is that your urine is diverted through what's called a stoma, which is a small piece of the small intestine that sticks out of your abdomen. The urine goes to a pouch that you wear on the outside of your body that has a spout at the bottom for you to drain the urine. It attaches with adhesive, and it has to be changed every 2 to 3 days or so. The pros about the urostomy on the medical side is that it's lower risk of urinary retention, easier access for routine monitoring and care, and many people find the recovery process more predictable. The cons is that you have to manage the pouch, and learning the logistics can take time. The body image adjustment, seeing the pouch attached, can be an emotional shift. And there are those occasional leaks, which, yes, are not fun, but we will talk about that in a bit. So medically, both options have trade-offs. Neither is better. It just depends on your body, your goals, and what your surgeon recommends. Now let's talk about the lived experience side of the pros and cons. I have a urostomy and my husband has a neurobladder. So two people, two very different surgeries, two very different outcomes, and two very different daily experiences. I chose the urostomy because I had end stages of interstitial cystitis, which was an excruciating disease, and I spent 11 years behind a bathroom door. Honestly, I didn't want to ever, ever have to pee again, because I think I peed enough for 20 lifetimes already. And I wanted to sleep through the night, not get up every 3 or 4 hours to empty a neobladder. With my urostomy, I struggled how to manage different pouches, deal with leaks, and adapt to the new sense of body image. There was no support available on Google or YouTube before I had my surgery done. And there's a definite learning curve, but there's also relief. No more chronic pain or the urgent, unpredictable trips to the bathroom. There's freedom knowing in that my system is reliable. And once you figure it out, yeah, there's an occasional leak, but those little accidents are fewer and farther between incidents as time goes on. My hubby chose the neobladder. He wanted to have a regular way of life. He said he wanted to urinate just like he always did. He wanted to feel normal in that way. He is very active and he couldn't see himself navigating a pouch on his side while he was hunting or hiking up in the mountains. There are some challenges with a neobladder. Occasionally he wakes up at night leaking. He has to manage occasional retention, like self-catheterizing, and navigating the mental shift of a new system inside your body. He's been through a different set of hurdles when it comes to his own victories and frustrations. For the gentlemen out there listening, the question of, will everything work like it does before surgery, always seems to come up. Yes, in most cases it will, as long as there's no cancer in your prostate. But that, again, is something you need to discuss with your surgeon. And they will give you, hopefully, a good answer. There are a couple of things that both have in common that I really wasn't aware of before surgery. And I knew some of this was true for Alex, but I didn't even think to ask beforehand for my situation. The first thing is your urine will definitely have a distinct smell to it. And unfortunately, it's not pleasant. And if you get a UTI, it smells horrible. And the color of it will be a bit darker. One way to tell if you are getting dehydrated is that your urine will be dark or much darker than normal. And if that happens, it's time to drink a whole bunch of water, 16 to 24 ounces. You want that urine to look like the color of lemonade, a very light yellow. I drink around 90 ounces of water a day. Yeah, it seems like a lot, but it helps with the hydration. It helps keep UTIs at bay, and our body needs water to sustain itself. The second thing is about the urine is that it tends to be very cloudy some days, and others it will be clear. And through my little investigative detective skills that I have as a functional nutrition coach, I'm learning that if I eat starchy foods like pasta, breads, potatoes, etc., that there is more mucus in my urine than the days I don't. Now, it's normal to have mucus in it because, after all, your plumbing is made from a piece of small intestine, which creates mucus to assist in movement of material. And even though it's not hooked up to the main line anymore, it still thinks it is, and it will continue to do this forever. So here are a few things I've learned from my urostomy journey that might help you. One, don't be afraid to ask questions of your medical team. They're there to guide you, but also realize they haven't lived through this experience. So when you need real-life guidance or support, it is better to find Matt through a support group. There are a few out there. Some are even online. BCAN, for instance, which is BCAN, or Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, is an excellent resource for research. for support, and they can set you up with people who have been through each of these surgeries and are willing to talk to you and answer questions for you. My husband used this resource, and it was extremely helpful for him. Find the small victories, whether it's mastering a new pouch technique or simply finding confidence in leaving the house. That is a real thing. In the last couple, give yourself grace. It takes time to learn your body's new rhythm and to adapt to your new normal, as they call it. And humor definitely helps. In fact, it's crucial to get through this crazy surgery. Laughing at the awkward moments doesn't mean you're not taking it seriously. It just means you are resetting how you view the mishaps and circumstances that are out of your control. And the same goes for the neobladder management. Learning the routines, adjusting to sleep schedules, and embracing your body's new normal. Everyone's journey is unique, but the lessons are real. Both paths require adaptation and patience. Both paths teach resilience. And both have moments that make you laugh. Scratch your head. Just marvel at what the human body can do. Thank you so much for listening to Leaks, Laughs, and Life with a Urostomy. I hope this episode gave you a few insights, maybe a laugh, and reminded you that you're not alone in this journey. If you found it helpful, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share it with someone who might need to hear it. If you're looking for more information, tips and tricks, or a copy of the show notes, please go to my website at leakslaughslife.com. Stay tuned for the next episode where I'll dive into things I wish I had known before bladder removal surgery. From the unexpected challenges to the little hacks that make day-to-day life easier, I'll share lessons learned the hard way so you could be a step ahead. Whether you're facing surgery yourself, supporting someone who is, you won't want to miss it. Until then, take care of yourself. Be gentle with your body, and remember, laughter is life's best medicine. Leaks happen. Laugh often.